Hey, Brian, man, it is good to have you on the program. It's been a while, man. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Just doing some TV stuff and hanging out with the family, like a retired guy is supposed to do, I guess.
I guess so. I'm seeing you on TV there. Are you missing playing football at all?
I can honestly say that I do not miss playing football. The one thing I do miss is my teammates.
Yeah.
And I knew that was going to be the case when I decided to retire, but I do not miss playing football one bit.
You know, was there a point where you wanted to come back and the contract stuff just wasn't going to work out? Or was it, hey,
nope.
I'm just ready?
You talking about last when I was trying to figure out what I was wanting to do?
Yeah.
I wanted to play this year. I thought I could still play. I saw a little bit left in the tank. But just the way the whole thing went with the Bears and the negotiations and the way they handled it just kind of turned me off. And then I didn't want to play for anybody else, you know? So it was the right time to shut her down, yeah. I think, for me.
And now looking back on it, you're like, man, that it all worked out.
100%. Great decision by me.
How about the TV thing? How did that come up for you?
Well, Fox does all our games on the NFC. You know, they've been doing my games for 13 years, so I had a good relationship with most of those guys. And I signed with WME, William Morris Endeavor, out in L.A., and they've been talking to Fox a little bit. I talked to some other people as well, but that seemed like the best fit for me, just to do a, you know, and I had that new station launching with Fox Sports 1.
Yeah.
Just came out, the new station. So it was a good fit. And I like all the guys I work with. I work with Randy Moss 2 days a week. That's pretty cool. Jay Glazer, Mike Pereira, Kurt Menefee, Joel Klatt. Just so many good, Rondé Barber. There's a lot of good guys on our show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm watching it, man, every weekend. I can't say I'm tuning in every night, but, man, on Sundays,
yeah.
I'm seeing you. You're doing your thing. You're doing a great job with it as well. What do they tell you going into it? Do they say, all right, Brian, we need you to do this, or, hey, just be yourself, or they don't tell you anything?
They just want us to give our insight as players, basically. You know, most situations they want us to compare into what it was like when we played.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're on there, especially Randy and I, because we did play the game and we can compare those things to something similar to when we played. But there was no directions like, hey, you need to talk about this. It's very relaxed on our show. You've seen it, so it's very relaxed. And our producers are cool. The guys I work with are cool. And it's really a fun hour of TV when I get a chance to do it.
All right, going to be in town Friday night, retiring the jersey,
yeah.
All that stuff. When you found out about it, what was your reaction? What does it mean to you that UNM is retiring the number 44?
Well, I found out I was excited. You know, anytime someone's going to retire your number, anything to have to do with honoring you, it's exciting. I was surprised. You know, I didn't expect it at all, to tell you the truth. But my buddy Bryce told me, and I was excited about it. I said, when is it? You know, the first thing I asked was, when is it? I want to make sure I can be there for it, because I know most of the games are on Saturday. And sometimes I have to be in L.A. on Saturday. But this one worked out perfect with the Friday night game. And I was for sure going to go for it, you know, going to be there for that. My family's all coming, so it's a cool deal.
See the power you wield? You got them to change the games from Saturdays to Fridays for you, man.
Yeah. You know, I was able to go to – I've only been to one game since I started playing in the NFL. It was a Thursday night game against Utah in 06, the year we went to the Super Bowl. It was in 06, so and the Lobos beat them. Utah was good that year, and the Lobos ended up beating them there at the end of the game, so that was pretty cool.
I remember that. I grabbed an interview with you in the stairwell there at the Todium facility.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's the same result this time.
Well, it seems like a million years ago. I know a lot of people were happy to have you.
It was a million years ago.
Yeah, it was. Happy to have you back in town on Friday night for this ceremony. A little controversy about, hey, we're retiring the jersey, but not the number. And then, hey, now it's the number is being retired.
I didn't realize the difference. You know, someone told me they retired my number or my jersey or whatever. I didn't realize the difference until it was explained to me, you know, what they were doing. But that, you know, whatever it is, it's cool.
I was watching the coach's show last weekend, and they had a little highlight reel of you back in the day. What are your fondest memories at UNM?
Man, we were not very good, sad to say. We didn't win a lot of football games. In my first year, we were 6-5. Then we were 9-4, and then we were 3-9 and 4-7. But I tell you what we did have was a lot of fun on the field. You know, I played for some great coaches, Coach Fran and Coach Long, Coach Mendenhall, you know, Coach Patterson, who's now at TCU.
Yeah.
Just some great coaches, and more importantly, I made some great friends. My teammates just like in the NFL, most of the thing I miss about college are my teammates. And I still talk to a lot of those guys, and some of them will be there this weekend. But just, you know, being around the guys and the whole college atmosphere was fun. You know, I didn't really particularly enjoy going to class, but I enjoyed everything else about college.
We're talking with former Lobo and former Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher. My memory is you being split out there wide and them throwing the alley-oop to you in the corner. That's my memory.
Yeah, that was my last year, Coach. What I really liked about college was Coach Long allowed me to be a football player, not just a safety or a linebacker. He let me play football. You know, Coach Long let me do a bunch of different things, and I really appreciated that.